Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As you are probably aware, many employers are still struggling to find qualified employees, and that extends even to our business, the business of journalism. Some media companies are telling us that college graduates are just not as interested in this field as they once were for a variety of reasons. And that's why we're checking in with our next guest. Andrea Hickerson is director of the School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Now, first of all, give us an overview of your school.
Sure. The School of Journalism and Mass Communications has a number of different undergraduate majors. We have journalism, and we have a focus on broadcast or in kind of multimedia journalism. We also have the ability for students to get degrees in public relations and advertising and mass communications and in visual communications. And we also have graduate programs, and we've got one that is more applied, that is our Master's of Mass Communications.
All right, and so let's talk about this topic now of what's perceived to be a declining interest in the career of journalism. First of all, tell us about your enrollment in the school over the past couple of decades. Is it up? Is it down?
I'd say overall, we've been kind of flat. And I think some of the reasons that we're flat is because we have a really strong program historically and in the state, and we do a really good job of training local journalists. And we've got a lot of people that are working in small markets in South Carolina and beyond, and we're really proud of that. I think the challenge for us is really selling parents that there is a career in journalism. So it's one thing to get a starting job in the field of journalism, but how can we help people prepare for a career that's likely going to see lots of changes along the way, whether it's platform or learning a new skill set. And we think that we do a pretty good job of that here, trying to get people, training them to be critical thinkers, but then also relying really heavily on the basics when it comes to doing research and doing information verification and interviewing people. Those are all really key skill sets that we have not strayed from.
And so one of the reasons that we're hearing, you know, affecting a desire to be a journalist these days, the accusations of fake news, that it's maybe not seen as much of a public service as it used to be.
Yes, I hear a lot of the same questions and concerns from incoming students and parents, that they feel like there might be some kind of agenda behind doing journalism. And one of the rewarding things about my job is that when we have the ability to have prospective students and parents come in and they actually get to talk to our current students and see a lot of what they're doing is community-centric reporting and, you know, just doing a lot of local press conferences. I think so often when people think about journalism, they think about national trends or what they think are going along nationally, but the core of journalism is local news. The last statistics I saw that it's local television, broadcast television, has the highest levels of trust compared to all other types of media.
And now one more concern that we're hearing, and I guess this probably goes back to the early days when I was in the journalism school at USC almost five decades ago, and that's that it is a tough job and that salaries are not the greatest.
Absolutely, yes. Unfortunately, the salaries have probably not risen that much since you graduated. And that's a real challenge for our students and also for parents who are looking for clear lines between graduation and jobs and income over time. And so what we're trying again to do is prepare our students for all types of jobs. And we know, too, that some of our students that get degrees in journalism won't work in journalism. And that's okay because we are still seeing a lot of organizations looking to hire journalists. One of the interesting sides of the overall journalism job market is that some organizations, including sports teams and hospitals, for example, they're frustrated with the coverage that they're getting in local news. So what they're doing is they're hiring a lot of people who used to work in journalism or journalism graduates to work for them to produce their own news, whether it's in a hospital television channel that's in network or inside the hospital only, or it's a sports team doing coverage of their own team and pushing out their own press releases and video packages.
And that kind of leads to social media has got to be a big part of a student's education these days as well.
It does. I mean, I think one of the misconceptions that some employers have about new graduates is that they're good at social media. And just being active on social media doesn't mean you're good at social media. So we do really take a lot of care in thinking about social media in the context of our larger curriculum and whether people are, you know, how they're using it. Are they using it thoughtfully? Are they using it critically? What's the message that they have? Is it matching the audience that they want to do? But certainly social media is a required skill set, I think, for anyone working in communications fields these days.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. It's my honor.
Andrea Hickerson is director of the School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to her school posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.